This wagon did not have a floor to it. The wagon just had Yesedis pegs. Like a mo, when you travel near, when you carry like a cage. When you travel beam of long beams, you don't need a straight floor. You have a holy floor. You just have Yesedis pegs on four sides to hold up the beams, to hold up the crush from going across. But there was no flat floor to the agola. Therefore, underneath the agola was not Makura. There's one amr in the middle of the agola that had no kur on top of it. So that one amr is considered the Rishus Rabban. That's where Rav said, Yechayiv Tachteim and Betzideim. Tana Rabbanan. This is the Bryson now. Kuroshim. How were each beam of the wall, the Kuroshim? Milmatin Uvyen amr. On the bottom, it was a thickened amr, the depth of it. On top of it, kolin vochinat ketzpa. On top, the mamish came up pointy. There was only one etzpa at the top of the kroshim. What's the raya? Shenema, the posik says yil tamim aroshoy. On top, it should be tam. So what's the raya? What tam? The chur tamim should be whole. Now another posik says lahal nuaymer tamu nichrusu. A tamu means loshne should be cut off. So dashi now cut off means on top. It's not straight. An amma wide on top, but it's like cut off. It comes mamish to a point to one etzpa. That's the way it comes on top. Rashi lahalun uaymer tamu nichrusu ma tamu anem lahalun loshen kliya. There tamu means like destroy it. Is aft tomim ha'amakan loshen kliya. Here when the pasuk says v'roisha yil tamim aroishay, the kara should be tam on top. It does not need mamish whole sholin. No, forget it means chopped up. So on top, when the kerish came on top, it came pointy to one etzpa on top. That's one man diyama. Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya Oimer kishem shemumatin uvin amo. Just like on the bottom was thick in amo, kach numalon. The same thing on top is also uvin amo. It was also thick in amo on top. What's his raya? Shenema, the pasuk says yachtov. It says yachtov mashma, the whole thing should have one dimension, should have one measurement to the whole thing. But just like on bottom was an amr and an amr and a half, who then on top also was an amr by an amr and a half. Trasha shenema yachtov, that means kula shovis, means the whole beam is shova. So you don't make a difference between the bottom of the kerish and the top of the kerish, they both have the same thing. Predigumara ayvok siv tomim. Good, it says the word yachtov, but also says the word tomim. And tom lechur means chopped up. And the Gemara, who? The Leisi Shleimim. Below Leisi Denisra. Says, if I can't. Tomim Hidashim means it should be one whole piece. Now, as you make the Kroshim, it's 10 amas high. Don't take two pieces and knock it together. It has to be made out of one long beam. Shrashid Leisi Denisra. Kerish Echod Mibes Chatichas. You can't make one Kerish from two Chatichas. That's the word Tomim. Hidashim's Tomim means Mamish. It has to be Gans. It has to be Sholem, one beam, one thing. The other one also says yachtov. So if it says yachtov, it's mashma the whole kerish. So you have the exact same shear on bottom and top. So tomorrow, who? Yachtov just means the row of the kroshim. That you have 20 kroshim along on one row, it just means it all be in one straight line. You shouldn't have one sticking out, one sticking in. That's what yachtov means. It should all be one nice long row. But enechnami, the kerish itself, on bottom, it was an amma by an amma and a half. When it came on top, it came pointy to the top. It only came into one etzba. Trashid lo l'shachtinu, echod l'fnim, don't have one beam sticking outwards. The echod l'chutz, one in, one out. Elo moishav ha'kroshim l'chuvonim, zu ze etzol ze. Shemamish, the whole line should be perfect line. Sheyamdu ha'kroshim l'chuvonim, uviyo shel zu, k'neged uviyo shel zu. One thickness, k'neged the next thickness. So when you look along this whole row, this whole wall, it should look one straight wall. That's the way the Mishkum is supposed to be. That's pshat fin yachtov. But not that the mamash have to be the same size on bottom and on top. No, the top was color, came in, came slanty into one etzba. The same way in bottom was an amma. Kach nomalen uven amma. Who would then on top the crush like this picture? Look, mamash like a square on top also. It had a thickness of an amma on top. That's what the pasuk says. On the west side of the Mishkan, Tasa Shisha Kroshim. They only made Shisha Kroshim. There was a Tzofan and a Durham side of the Mishkan that had 20 Kroshim along. Now the Marav side of it only had six Kroshim. Six Kroshim is not enough. The inside of the Mishkan was Yud Amis wide. Now six Kroshim, if you put it a carriage straight along, each one is 1.5. So 1.5, you only have 9 Amis. So either there's 1 Amma still empty there. How do you fix it, fill up the extra Amma on both sides? The half an Amma on each side. So Pesach says, Yakasei HaMishkan Yom on the west side, Tasa Shisha Kroshim. Or Shnei Kroshim, another 2 Kroshim, Tasa LeMiktsoi, to the corners. To fill up the corners, make another two Kroshim. The Asiya Pusiya Dahani, the thickness of this, Memali Leila Sumcha Dhani. Mamish fits in perfect to fit in, to make into a perfect square. As if you hold on top and on bottom, it was Mamish and Amor, it comes out perfect. Whereas the Mishkan was like this. You had 20 boards this way, 20 this way. Now this way, you had only first 6 boards. That's all you had, 6. So the 6 makes up 9 Amis. Inside it was 10 Amis. The pshat is you put another board here. Now this board, went like this. That one armor of this was connected to the thickness of the Durham side, and only half an armor went in to fill up the half an armor empty. Whereas the mamish in the corner, you had 20 this way and 6 here, then you put another beam this way here. So the one armor here filled up was connected this one armor here sticking out. In other words, it was better like this here. The walls were coming like this, this wall here. So you had another one coming, this one, you didn't put this way, but you put it sideways. That one armor of it was connected to the armor here. And then this half an armor came in to fill up this. So if you learn here, it was mamish thick and armor, it's good that when you put this one thing here, all this was straight. But if you learn this beam here, the crushing came up to a thickness of a etzpam. When you have this board sticking this way, it's very mudnum. Here it's mamish like this, and here it's sticking out like this. It doesn't look nice. On this corner, doesn't come out to be a square corner. Because this board this way, when it comes up, it comes pointy. It's only one etzpah here. When you put the beam this way it's an armor and a half. So an armor and a half is going to stick out. So the top doesn't come to be a perfect point. That's the most kasha. Mali sumchinani elulamandiyom milmatin uvin amo milmalin kolin volchinat ketzbom, but the top only came to a point of an etzbom high eye of a high nothing. The corners don't come out to perfect square because the Durham sides come out to be mamash on top like a point, and the marav side now comes out much more than that because the marav beams comes out the whole amo, so it doesn't look nice. And the Gemara Nachlami, the Shofi Loki Turin, you smoothen it out. You make the whole thing look like a slanty mountain. Turin means like a mountain. Just like a mountain has a slope, here also. Hey, it's this one beam that you put on the corner. For the corner, it's not a full beam. On the top taki, you smooth it out to make it look like a slanty mountain. See Rashi? The Yossi Pus Yedhani Omali Sumchanani. You put 6 kroshim on the west side. Nimtza rochvon tisha amis. How much is the roch? If each one's an arm and a half, you have 9 amis. Now the mishkan rochva yud. Then when you're filling in the roch of the mishkan, well, inside the mishkan was yud amis. So far you only filled up 9 amis. So you have a half an arm on this side, half an arm on this side. Nimtza chosra makoiso chatzi yamul tzofin v'chatzi yamul dorin. Or maybe shnei kroshim, you put another 2 kroshim. Echad lemiktsoya zeh, one in this corner. V'yechad lemiktsoya zeh, one in the other corner. Or mayshivon eitzel hashisha. You put it next to the same line as the 6 kroshim here. V'roichav ha-kerish amah v'chetzi. What's the roichav of the kema, the width of the kerish is an arm in here. Nimsa. Chatzi amah memala v'sveisim chasar nakir. Half of the amah sticking out, the mamish fills up the hole, the space. Marovi. For Amo, now the next Amo you have coming out, that's Mechasa Uvo of Shakera Shadraimi. That goes connected to the thickness of this wall, of the Durham wall. The Durham wall this way is only one Amo, so here this Kereshia filled up that one Amo. Hachit Ninso Azov Yeshovin. The corner was a perfect corner, Mibachutz. Shnei Chudi Akroshim, Smuchim Yachta, Vechen Letzofin. But that's good if on top it's an Amo. But if you say on top it's called a Ketzbo, high eye of high nothing. The chivon, the kereshechet, shibadorim, shibatsofin, lamalo, kolabuva. One comes to a point. The kerish who noisem b'mktsoya rochev amo v'chetzi. The other kerish now you put this way on Amran here. Nimtsa roichev a kerish shol mktsoya boilit v'yoytzel darim. This side is going darim side mumalom. Chutz me ubav shol droimi v'chen a tzofen. It doesn't look nice. Hey, some taps here. They're not. There's no. They're at the corner here. They're not meeting. Because here it's only an etzba, and here it's only an etzba on top. The mamish not meeting on top. Teretz is the shuffle line. L'roicha beis kroshim shavikzoya. You have to smooth out the two end kroshim. On the cuts on the mala, make a little bit shorter on top. Machiv and shloye bolton. Shorten it from its roichim, so it shouldn't be sticking out. Enechnami keturin. Shashiyahora maholu shemushapoyin. You have to like slant down those two kroshim to make it the whole thing look like it's slanty the corner. So according to that man, the yom of the corners were a little bit slanty. Right, the pasuk says we have bria chatichain v'teicha kroshim. The kerish like we have here, right? Doesn't have the picture. The kerish chatichain was mamish in between the depth of the kerish. They drilled the hole through the kerish, and in between it they put an in between briach. So a bria chatichain, the middle briach, the middle beam, the middle rod that went through. Hey, there were two rods going through the two tavois. As every kerish had one tabas on top, one tabas on bottom, and there was a rod going through to hold it in. The same thing in the middle, there was a hole, the rod went through the middle. So the tono, pines hoyu aimit, that middle beam, middle rod, went through a nes. That we said, the mamish went through all three sides of the mishkan. Even though it's not shaykh for wood to bend, it was a nes that this one rod went through this wall, then turned around, went through this wall, then turned around, went through this wall, that was a nes. What? Mashm was wood, wasn't plastic. The pasuk says was wood. Pasuk was what it was made from. Trashi b'nei soyoymid. She'echad she'achar shakroshim kulam nisunim bi'adonim litzofim lemara v'odorim hoyu noisnum avriach l'shloshes aruchais ve'en lecho umen yochol asas kein v'nei soyo nichvev was bent by a neis me'elav by itself it bent in to get into place. V'yasa mishkan ta'ase esiris. On top of the mishkan you should make 10 curtains. Yeah. Oirech hayiriyah. How long was each yiriyah? Oirech hayiriyah achas shemayna v'yesim amr. 28 amis was the length of each one, and some had 10, and the width was 4. So it was 40 by 28. Now, when that's what they threw on top of the mishkan. Shadya orchayu lepusya. They threw the length of it over the width of the mishkan. The mishkan. Kama heaven esrin v'timni. From the size, the length of the urea was 28. So they threw it over the width of the mishkan, which was 10 amis. So dal esa liigra, take away 10 amis from mamish the middle of the mishkan. That's the width of the mishkan was 10 amis. So 10 amis was mamish straight on top of the mishkan. Now poshalu tesla haigisa for tesla gisa. Since it was 28, you have 9 to go on one side and 9 to go on the other side. The Rebbe Yehuda migle ama di adonim. According to Rabbi Yehuda says what? That the thickness of the wall was an amma. So this 9, when it came down, okay. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it says that on the beams on top was mamish ad ketzpa. Hey, the beam on top came pointy. From the sites when the curtain fell down, it didn't need any width at all for the top part of the wall. It mamish came straight down. So how much of the curtain came down? Mamish 9 tvachim. So it came 9 amis. So they came down 9 amis, it reached mamish to the Adonim, because the bottom mamma was the Adonim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was only uncovered just the Adonim, the bottom mamma. Rabbi Nechemya says, no, on top of the beams was wide an amma. From the size of this curtain, you needed one amma for the width of the kerish. How much came down? Only 8 amis. So according to him, migle amma the kroshim. Not only was the Adonim uncovered on bottom, but even one amma the kroshim was also uncovered. Shadya Pusayu Lyorkun, the Mishkan, then they threw the width of the Kroshim along the length of the Mishkan. Kam heaven aboin. How long was the curtain when it was sewed all 10 pieces together? It was 40 yamas. Now, the Mishkan itself was 30 yamas long. Dal tlosin liigra. Take away 30 yamas for the Mishkan itself. Poshaluhu yud. You have 10 left over. Now, in the front of the Mishkan, nothing came down. They threw all the leftover only in the back of the Mishkan. Is the Rabbi Yehuda mechas yamid adonim? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the wall itself came up mamish onto an etzba, so there's no thickness there. The curtain mamish came down yudamis. So So in the back of the Mishkan, it even covered up the Adonim. Rav Nechemya, Migla Amad Yadonim. According to Nechemya, though, what came down, you needed one Amma to cover up the thickness of the wall on top. How much came down? Only nine Amas. So the Adonim was still uncovered. Yeah. All right, stop here. In the middle, that in between the kerish, in the middle of the beam, they drilled a hole through the middle, and a rod used to go through it. It was a big net, that one rod went straight through the whole wall this side of the Mishkan, turned around, and came back again without breaking. One piece of wood went straight through, so it bent b'nes. The Mishkan had on top of it, the first cover was 10 urias. It was 28 amas long, each uriah, and they had 10 of them. And each one was 4 amas wide. So together it was 40 by 28. And they put this on top of the Mishkan. Now, Shadi Urcha Lefusya the Mishkan. They put the length of this, the 28 amas, across the width of the Mishkan. Kama heaven, how much was the width of the Mishkan inside the Mishkan? How much was it from one wall to the other wall? Esrin, it was 10 amas. That's how wide the Mishkan was. The Esrin. The Timne Dal. Mishkan Kam Heaven Esrin here. The Timne Dal. Don't forget. Well, the push of the Mishkan. Has Kam Heaven Esrin the Timne. How long was the Urias? It was 28 amas. And the Mishkan itself was only wide 10. So Dal Esreli Igro. Take away 10 that went along the top of the Mishkan itself. So you have 28 over 10. So you have Poshulei Lahu Teslahai Gisa for Teslahai Gisa. You have 10 from 28, you have 18 left over. So 18 put 9 on one side of the Mishkan, fell over, and 9 Amas fell over the other side of the Mishkan. It's Rav Yehuda Migli Amad Yadonim. According to Rav Yehuda, that the Kroshim on top came to a point. It's Namish Ketzpah. So there was no width of the Kerish that the curtain had to fold over. So when the curtain finished at 10 Amis in the middle of the Mishkan, as soon as it finished at 10 Amis, it came straight down. So Mela, 9 Amis came down this side. So all that was left was the bottom Amma of the Adonim. The Yehuda Migli Amma the Adonim. Just the bottom Amma, that was the Adonim of the Yodas from the Kerish. They had the Adonim, the bottom, that was uncovered. So we have Nechemya though, Migle Amma de Kroshim. According to Rav Nechemya, he learns that the Kroshim on top was mamish wide in Amma. So we had this curtain. So from here, the Mishkan itself, the width, was 10 Amas here. So this 10 Amas was the Urias. Now, when the Urias fell over, it was an Amma here and an Amma here. So really, it was like 12 Amas across on top. So all you have coming down then is just 16, is 8 on this side and 8 on this side. So if only 8 Amas came down, so really the bottom 2 Amas were uncovered. So the first Amma on the floor, that was the Adonim, and one Amma of the Kerish was also uncovered, according to Reb. According to Reb Yehuda. And the Chemya Migli Amma the Kroshim. By the Shadia Pusayu Liorka the Mishkan. Now he put the width of the Kroshim of the Urias along the length of the Mishkan. Kama Heaven Aboim. How much was the width of the Urias? It was 40. Because each Uria itself was 28 long by 4 Amas wide, and you had 10 of them sewn together. So together was 40 Amas wide. Dal Tlosin Liigra. The Mishkan itself was 30 Amas long. So you take away 30 from 40, so Parsha Luhu Yud, you only have 10 left over. It's Rabbi Yehuda that it fell over the backwards of the Mishkan. That's what the Mishkan was, has three walls, the Mishkan Beaker. So when you threw it this way, 30 was straight across, and the last 10 came down on the back. It's Rabbi Yehuda, Michse Yamad Yadonim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the top of this wall was Mamish came to a point, and on top it came curved in to a point. So it was nothing to, there was no width there. So when the Urias went down, it went straight down 10 Amas. So it covered up the Adonim also. The Rav Nechemya, Migle Amad Adonim. According to Rav Nechemya, the back wall itself on top was wide in Amma. So the Uriah had to first cover that Amma, so only 9 Ammas went down. So the Adonim was still uncovered. The bottom Amma of the Kerushim, which was covered with the Adonim, that was uncovered. But after you had the Uriah, then you had the Pasuk says, we'll see so Uriah's Ezim. Then they made from goat's hair another pair of covering of the Mishkan. I want to show you the picture. There were 3 coverings on top of the Mishkan. 3 type of oils. So the second type they had was made out of Ezim. Loyal. The Pasuk says, it should be from oil. How much was the Ezim? How much was the goat's hair? Oirech ha'iriho achas shleishim biyama. These were a little bit longer. They weren't 28. They were 30 amas long, each Uriah, each curtain. Shadi, and there was 11 of them. So 11 of them, if each one was 4 amas wide, so you had 44. So this one was 30 by 44. Is Shadi Urcha Yolofusi the Mishkan. Put the length of these Urias along the width of the Mishkan. Kama Heven Tlosin. You have 30. The length of these Urias were 30 amas long. Now put it across the Mishkan. Dal Esel Igra. Take away 10 that goes right smack on top of the Mishkan itself. So Poshlu Esel Haigisa, V'Esel Haigisa. You have 10 on one side to fold over and 10 on the other side. The Rabbi Yehuda Michsayama Dadonim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Kerushim on top came to a point, so there was no width on top. So all 10 Amis of the Urias came down. So it covered up Mamas to the floor. It even covered up the Adonim, or the Kerushim were also covered up. The Rabbi Nechemya, though, that holds no, that the Kerushim on top was wide in Amma, has each Kerush on top. When it came on top, it was like this, Mamash Wadanama. So the Urias had, this here was 10. Then you needed 11th one to go over the Kerish. And then only 9 Amas went down. So according to Yehuda, the Adonim was uncovered. You can see the Adonim. Maratan, that's from Nechemiah. From Nechemiah, Migle Amad Yadonim. Maratan Yinam Yoch. I have another right for this from the Pasuk. It's Vidashin, Va'amo Mizeh, Va'amo Mizeh, Va'oidif, Lechasois Amos Shel Adonim Divrei Rav Yehuda. Hey, the Ezim was 2 Amos like more than the first Urias. The first Urias were only 28, and the Urias from the Ezim were 30. So you had an extra 1 on each side. So both of the Amos Mizev, Amos Mizev Abaydev. The Urias was 1 Amos more on each side. Now, what did the Amos do? Amos Lechasois Amos Shel Adonim Divrei Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, that the top of the Kerushim came to a point. It mamish came down now 10 amas, so it covered up even the Adonim. The Rebbe Nechemya Omer lechasis amas shakroshim. According to Rebbe Nechemya, no, he needed 1 amah for the width of the top kerish, so only 9 amas came down. So it covered up the 1 amah, the kerish that the first one did not. This covered up 1 more amah down. Now the pusayah here was 11 times 4, yet 44. So 44 amas went along the length of the Mishkan, which was 30. How much was the width of all these 11 curtains? 11 times 4 is 44. Dal tlosin liigra. Take away 30, that is the length of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was 30 amas long. So you have these curtains going down the length. So 30 of it is to cover the Mishkan itself. Now you have 14 left. It is poshlo arvasor. You have 14 amas left over. Now dal tati lekaflo. 2 of them come down on the front of the Mishkan. That's called the kaflo. The Pasuk says, V'kofalta es ha'yiriyah ha'shishis el mul p'nei oil. The 6th Uriah now folded over, and it comes down in the front of the oil. So 2 amis come down to the front of the oil. Look at Rashi. Tarti de kaflo, shoy senoite roichiv chatzi Uriah aruach mizrochis. Half of the Uriah was 4 amis wide, so half of that 2 amis came down in the front of the Mishkan. That's the Mizrach side. So Hoyasham Kroshim. On the entrance to the Mishkan, the Mizrach, there was no Kroshim. Shu Pasuach Le Mishkan was open. That was the opening to the Mishkan. The Ein Sham Ella Mosach Porish Kamavil. It was only like a curtain over there. Kedushim, like the Pasuk says, the Yasisa Mosach Le Pesach Oil. So 2 Amos came down in the front. Come to Sois Poshulu Tati Sori. You had 12 Amos left over. You had 30. And 2 is 32, and we start out with 44, so we have 12 left over. So Bishvayim of the Rebbe Yehuda, according to Rebbe Yehuda Shita, that the top of the Kerushim was at a point, so Mamash, all 12 Amas came down. So the Chura, 12 Amas is more than you need. The Mishkan was only 10 Amas high. So you had an extra 2 Amas lying on the floor. So the Gemara is good. The Pasuk says, Chatzi ha'yiriyo ha'defes tisarach. The Pasuk says, half of the Uriah should be left over. Tisarach, we'll soon see, is like an Isha that wears a dress like a gown, a chasna gown, and it drags along the back. So the Pasuk says there was some curtains dragging along the back of the Mishkan. And the Pasuk says, Chatzi ha-Yiriyah. So if Yiriyah was 4 Amis, so half of that is 2 Amis. So according to you, this is very good. 12 Amis came down, so 10 covered up the Kroshim altogether, and the last 2 was Tisarek, was like floating on the back, floating on the back of the Mishkan. Elul Reb Nechemya, my Tisarek, and Nechemya Tshver. Nechemya says the Kerish itself was an Amah wide. It was an Amah wide, so how much came down? Only 11 came down. So you had only one extra. So that's not called the Chatziri then. A Chatziri, half a 4 is 2. So you only have 1. And the Gemara Teret says, Tisarach Mechavruseho. That means, not that 2 Amos worth was dragging along on the floor, it just means 2 Amos worth was longer than the one before. According to him, the first curtains only came down 8, only came down 8 Tvachim. They only came down 9 Tvachim, according to him. So 9 Tvachim that came down was, the Adonim was uncovered. This now came down 2 more, came down like 11 Tvachim. So Zion covered 1 arm of the Adonim, and 1 arm was hanging in the back. So it just means a half a Yiriyah was more than the Yiriyah that was there before. Matana the Rabbi Shmuel. Lama Mishkan Doima, how did the Mishkan look in the back of it? Le'isha, like an Isha Shemaleches Pashuk, she's walking in the street. Ushfuleha Mahalchin Achareh, she has a long dress, that the back of the dress drags along the back. So here in the Mishkan also, on the back, the Yiriyahs that came down were overflowing. There were either 2 Amos dragging along the floor, or else 1 Amos dragging on the floor. Rashi Ushifaleho, Shule Bigudeho. The bottom of her clothing is dragging on the floor. Kachois Yuriah Shal Achrob, Nigreres Boritz. And the Mishkan also, the curtains were dragging along on the floor. Tona Dever Rabbi Shmuel, Loma Mishkan Doima. How did the Mishkan look? Tona Rabbon, Charutzim Hoyu Kroshim. The Kroshim itself, this is the board. Now the bottom of the board, the Adonim is the Pshat, they were like 2 Yodis. See the bottom picture. There's the Yodos, and then there's the Adonim that went around the socket that the 2 hands of the Kroshim came to. Because the bottom of the Keresh came out to stick out like 2 fingers, and there was the Adonim was like this, a solid thing, that this went here, and another Adonim went on the other side. So under each Keresh there were 2 Adonim. How did the Adonim get in? It says that each one was Charutzim. It was scratched out on the bottom of the Kroshim. Rashi, Charutzim Oye Kroshim. K'may Shaprastik learned before, Chatzi Amo B'Emtza. As the Keresh itself, the width of the Keresh was an Amor and a half. So Mamash, right smack in the middle, a half of an Amor was hollowed out. You have a charit, like a crack, a half an Amor in the middle, like these 2 black lines here, that's like hollowed out in the Keresh itself. Chatzi Amo B'Emtza. Rochvon Milmato, Yabagoyva Amor. It went up an Amor. As the Yodis were 1 Amor long. Or is this hole, they hollowed out the hole a half an amma wide, 1 amma up. V'goyva amma. V'nisharan ha-yodis lakan lakan. You had 2 hands like sticking out, 1 on the right side, 1 on the left side. V'gam heim charutzim abchutz. Now even these hands, it wasn't completely till the end of the Keresh, because the Adonim had it going perfect. So at the end of the Keresh, this black line, they hollowed out again. They made another indention, a quarter of an amma. A quarter of an amma here, and a quarter of an amma on the other side. So, come to say, the Keresh in the bottom was 1 quarter was Adonim. Then you had a quarter of an amma the hands. Then you had another quarter of an amma the other side of the Adonim. That was like half of it. So half of it was made up a half of an amma of Adonim and a quarter of an amma the Yodis. And the same thing the other side. It was a quarter of an amma for the Adonim, a quarter of an amma for the Yodis, and a quarter of an amma for the other Adonim. That's how you had the bottom of the Kroshim. Yeah. That's called Charutzim, was like hollowed out. Hoyu Kroshim. V'chalulim hoyu Adonim. Now the Adonim, that was the bottom socket that the Kroshim went into. So the Adonim, as we say now, is really how wide was the Adonim. It was 3/4 of an amma. Because you had 2 of them to make the place of an amma and a half. Each one was 3/4 of an amma. It was 3/4 of an amma, but it was hollowed out in the middle. A quarter of an amma was hollowed out in the middle. Now that's where the yodos went into the Adonim. That's how the bottom looked. The bottom of the crush looked like 2 hands sticking out, and there was Adonim under this one, and Adonim under this one. That's how you had it.
That's called chalulim. That the adonim was like hollowed out in between, in the middle of it, that the yodah should go into it. The chalulim hayu adonim. The nirin karsin v'luloyim.